Ciro Urban Italian Kitchen. It's tastefully done, very comfortable, a lot of communal tables. I suppose that's because a lot of the travelers might be single and they can just go in and sit at a communal table and not feel like they're having to take up a whole table by themselves. I like Ciro. They're doing a lot of fresh local ingredients, as many restaurants are these days.
Yes.
And they do a pretty terrific pizza, very small, not one of the huge pizzas that you would have to take home. You could probably eat this in one sitting. Really nice crust, and they do one that has a fried egg in the middle of it. That put a fried egg on anything, I'm there.
Excellent.
And a nice thing for locals to know is that if you're going to be dining at Ciro, they will give you a complimentary valet parking, so you can just pull right up there. Because going to Orlando World Marriott Center is just kind of a hassle. But if you're meeting some friends from out of town or visiting down there, it's a good choice.
That's always good to know, because the parking thing is a difficult hurdle at
right.
times. Where else have you been?
Okay, let's go up to Lake Mary and Blue Elephant. It's a new Thai restaurant. The food, I had a wonderful Penang curry with beef that I ordered medium hot, and it was pretty good and spicy. So they're one, if you're up in Lake Mary, you like Thai, give them a check.
I like Thai.
All right. That was Blue Elephant. Now let's go Blue on the Avenue.
Keeping with the theme. All right.
Except this is spelled B-L-U, and lowercase at that. So,
okay.
Everyone has to have their little gimmick. This is owned by the same people who own 310 Park South on Park Avenue, and it's right next door. So they just put in a new concept rather than just expanding 310, which I think is a good idea. Very creative menu. I really like what the chef is doing there.
So a lot different then.
Very different. The food is really, really good, and I'm happy to recommend it. I had a deconstructed BLT that was a pork belly and watercress for the lettuce. So and the pork belly was just so melt-in-your-mouth fatty. Oh, gosh, it was good.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. For my entree, I had a coffee-cured duck breast, and so it got this terrific earthy taste to it that just was really nice.
Gosh, that sounds unusual, but it sounds really good. Is that, you said it was a creative menu. Is that a part of things? Is that something you've ever had before?
I haven't had that. That's a good one. I think some other people might try that.
I might try that.
Okay, so we have blue, now we go red.
All right.
And we have the Red Eye Bar and Grill. This is out in Ocoee. And this is the interesting story here is that this was a fellow who used to have a food truck and a popular one that did barbecue. And so he parked the truck. He's gone brick and mortar. And what a wonderful little place it was. Small, just one of those places where you go in and it's just filled with people having a good time, eating good food. The barbecue really is wonderful. He does a great pulled pork, a decent steak, and he has a dessert that is frighteningly large. It's a Bananas Foster kind of a creation.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's worth going off your diet for one day.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.